You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mina Kimes, Pablo Torre, Clinton Yates, breaking news from Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, 10-year extension to add on to the 2 years he had left. He signed for 12 years? No details yet on a number. We can play guess the number if you want. Will it be the GDP of Tonga? But start with you, Mina Kimes. We just got your general reaction off air. The bleep would last the entire show, so we can't get that. Of course, the Chiefs want him long-term, but explain to me Mahomes opting in long-term.
Well, that's the correct question here, because from the Chiefs' perspective, this is a no-brainer. I'm so happy for Chiefs fans. They get to watch Patrick Mahomes for a decade. I'm happy for Dak Prescott, who we can talk about in a second. But I'm not yet sure how to feel about this deal for Pat without the details, because let's say it's, I don't know, $40 million. A lot of money this year. In 8 years, Tony, that is a massive bargain, right? So there's some speculation. I think this is entirely possible that this deal might actually be tied to the cap in some ways, which would be, you know, pioneering for Patrick Mahomes. We won't know until we see the information whether there are opt-outs baked in. I imagine there's going to be a massive signing bonus that now the Chiefs can spread over many years. But this is new territory for the NFL for sure.
But say that again. 10 years. $400 million extension would be a bargain for the Chiefs?
Yes, it would, because I imagine, okay, in 10 years, if the cap goes up, and I realize with COVID, there's some uncertainty about the cap in the near term, but in the long term, it's going to go up, and Patrick Mahomes' contract is going to look cheap unless it's tied to the cap in some way.
So that is Tonga then, if it's north of $400 million, because that's what I was telling you, the GDP of Tonga is whatever, $430 million. Clinton Yates on 10-year commitment for an extension here, and Mahomes signing in with Kansas City.
It's a huge commitment, but I totally understand the opt-in in this situation. Look, in 2020, nobody knows whether or not in 10 years anybody's going to want to be playing football or going to be able to make that much money doing it anyway. And this is a guy who, look, if you're getting that much cash to do something you're already good at, we know how marketable he is. He doesn't have to max everything out on his NFL contract alone. And if it's the richest contract in history, he's doing great. I don't see why you say no to this unless for whatever reason you have a problem in Kansas City, which considering how they brought him along in their development and how it worked, I don't see why he would. Great news for Andy Reid as well. Let's see if Bienemy can get a job out of this, considering everybody else seems to be benefiting from how they did this year.
All right, Pablo Torre, you got a half a bill lying around, a half a billion for Patrick. I mean, is that the number we're talking about here? Mina thinks $400 million would be a bargain. So is this $500 million? We've never seen that before in the likes of American sports.
But all of it is plausible. All of these numbers are plausible because, yes, Tony, because in terms of who is most valuable across the entire NFL, it is clear that he has a disproportionate impact and influence. So you give me $500 million for Pat Mahomes, I don't think anybody necessarily falls onto their fainting couch. What makes me so crazy about all of this, though, is that I just got through 4 months of my life that felt like 40 years. So if you're not telling me to think in terms of actual dozens of years, I have a feeling the next thing ESPN is going to do is put down like a millennium countdown clock on the corner of your screen for the time that Patrick Mahomes' new dozen-year contract finally expires. He is forcing us to reimagine space and time right now as much as he is valuation.
I hear you. The most valuable player in the most valuable sport has a big deal, huge deal. I'm talking the A-Rod deals. Have they ever worked out for the team, Mina Kimes?
Yeah, I mean, look, when Russell Wilson, when Russell Wilson signed his contract and became the highest paid quarterback, people thought, oh, really? You're going to pay him that much? Now it looks like a good deal. Quarterbacks in general, right? We talk about, oh, guaranteed money and whether or not this will work out. often they actually do work out. You know, if it's a top-tier quarterback and there's no dispute that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. By the way, that's remarkable. You can fight about everything in football. Who's the best team? Who's the best wide receiver? Nobody disagrees on this. He is the best quarterback in the NFL, and he's young. This is a no-brainer.
Could I just ask you to guess what this number is, Mina? It may come out in the next 3 seconds. Give me the number. Tell me what the final number you think is.
$500 million.
$500 million! Unbelievable.
Wait, is that what it was?
What was the previous high? Do I have this right? Was it Matt Ryan, 5 years, $150 million? Was $150 million the previous biggest number? And they're going to go three times above that? Wow. Unbelievable. All right, we'll move on.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's talk baseball, okay? Tonight, we're just over 1 hour away from MLB Tonight's schedule release presented by Camping World. Can they make it 1 hour from now? The weekend where they shut down camps because they couldn't get tests right over the holiday weekend. The list of opt-outs and sick growing. And here's Mike Trout running with a mask on the bases. Running a bases with a mask on. Looked like the mask was on slightly incorrectly. Clinton Yates, Pablo Torre, Mita Kimes. Let's go around the horn on this. Pablo, you excited for the schedule release?
I'm excited because, Tony, I've spent a lot of the aforementioned 4 months just looking up Zillow listings and Airbnb listings that I have no intention of ever actually acting on, but it is fun to imagine. And so, yes, give me the alternate world in which all of this will go through because I have so many doubts that this thing is actually going to get to the point where games are going to be played because of all the other actual protocol stuff around the pandemic that clearly baseball is face-planting on right now.
Clinton, what was the biggest thing from this weekend for you? Was it the test not being able to be delivered on time? Was it the opt-outs growing?
I sort of joked last week about the NBA having garden variety chaos because the things around the testing were stuff that we were expecting to be a problem. But for me, this moves to a higher level, as you joked, restaurant quality chaos because of the opt-outs, Tony. The way that the guys are talking to each other, and I'm serious here, the way that the guys are talking to each other and convincing one another that coming back is not a smart idea, I already was of the opinion, because many guys had told me, that they weren't really that concerned about getting back to play because of everything that adds up. So when you've got the best player in the game, Mike Trout, possibly walking away, it doesn't matter the reason. If people look at this as odious and they're the ones who are supposed to be playing the games, you've got a huge problem on your hands whether or not you can get your delivery services together on a holiday weekend or not.
And Mina Kimes, schedule coming out in just over an hour. Is baseball ready for this?
No, clearly they're not. I mean, the testing issue is exhibit A. It's deeply frustrating because so many things have to go right for MLB to pull this off. Many things outside their control, external factors, luck, quite frankly. But all of that is predicated on the idea that this testing will work, that they have the information, because otherwise you're just building a house on quicksand, right? I mean, this is something also, by the way, last few months that they've been haggling over money and details. Feels like that attention should have been focused on the logistics of getting the tests right. And the fact that they don't have it right, even if it's just a fraction of the tests, is deeply, deeply concerning.
Washington National Sean Doolittle, he gets a lot right. But he got this one right when he said sports is the reward for a highly functioning society that is operating at the best of its abilities, which is a line I read from sports writer Jane McManus in the past as well. And just for comparison, the English Premier League, zero positive tests this round of their testing. And Major League Baseball can't even get the test delivered over the weekend. Taking a break right here, back in 2 minutes, with the latest from Cam Newton. Have you heard? He's done being humble. Next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
These thorough reviews for name change, they take a lot of time. I mean, you have to consider these teams are hearing about this for the first time right now. Washington football, Cleveland baseball, Edmonton Canadian football reviewing. Atlanta baseball released a statement, no indication they're considering a name change. No statement from Kansas City football, Chicago hockey, Florida State, San Diego State, others in various degrees of name or iconography in this honor debate. Also reports that minority ownership wants out of Washington. Clinton, we'll start with you on that. This is the team you grew up with. But the idea that minority ownership wants out and the effect that will have on Daniel Snyder, please.
That last piece of news is eye-popping to say the very least, because minority is one word, 40% is another, and it makes you think if the NFL has to take a look at who's trying to get out, they also might want to take a look at who's already there. We saw what happened with Jerry Richardson in North Carolina, even though not the same thing. It provides a blueprint for maybe getting rid of somebody that a lot of owners have reportedly had an issue with all along in terms of how he operates a top 10 market in America. So for me, that was the big news. The name change obviously is a big thing because we're at the front door of a change for the first time in my lifetime, but that has a whole other set of issues. But I think most people would say, get rid of the owner first, and the name change will come anyway, as well as moving back to D.C. What a moment, man, in Washington.
Mina Kimes?
Well, as far as that list you gave us, Kansas City might as well just change their name to the Pat Mahomeses, right? Because it's going to be his team forever now. As far as Washington goes, I thought that was an interesting piece of news about the minority owners wanting out, because the value of that team is going to go up. As Clinton pointed out, if they can move to D.C. and have new gear, be on the right side of history, the money will come. And I imagine the owners would like to wait to see that happens, which makes me think this information might be their way of pushing Dan Snyder over the edge.
Pablo Torre?
And you figure that the Cleveland Indians are, of course, next in all of this. That has been a relationship that seemed doomed for at least 4 years. They kind of started soft removing the actual Chief Wahoo iconography, and then they officially phased it out 2 years ago. So for me, it's also worth noting, right? It's not necessarily as offensive as the Washington football team's mascot, but on top of just being a mascot for a sports team, which is problematic, it's also the fact that it's a name that Christopher Columbus called indigenous people, Native Americans as we call them now, because he thought he was in South Asia. He thought he was actually in India. So maybe it's a good thing to correct for the record on every possible level by now.
Well said. I mean, that's where this becomes, it is an honor debate, right? We're honoring Native Americans. We're not honoring our First Nations here, but so much of the relationship is not based on honor. So much of it, if not all of it, not based on honor.
No.
Move on. Buy or sell two. Cam Newton. Cam Newton was on his way to a children's book until that part right there. Got a little bit crazy. Buy or sell Cam not being humble anymore, Mina?
I'm buying it. I mean, if I'm a Patriots fan, I am thrilled by this, unless I am also a fan of giraffes, hyenas, and elephants. I lost the whole list. But what this tells me is Cam Newton thinks that he is being devalued by the NFL, and he is right, by the way. He's making approximately 1/500th, probably, of what Mahomes is going to make over the course of his deal. And he very much wants a chance to prove people wrong. Unfortunately, he can't do that until he hits the field.
Glenn Yates?
You know, in that extended metaphor that is Cam Newton being the new piece in the situation of Bill Belichick's eye, he rolled up thinking, I was going to be chill about it. I was going to try to show y'all a little understated Cam. But then Bozo started popping off in the media in Boston, and now he's ready to rock and show everything to the world. I love this. 1,000% buy from me on Cam.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, I love this, too. I just want to know when he officially stopped being humble so I can calibrate this. Because if you saw his thighs the other day,
yeah, right.
If that was humble Cam, what is the next version of Cam gonna be like?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, Lenny chiming in here now, too, right? That's Lenny.
Lions and Lenny.
Like good dog. Animal ranking,
good dog. Say goodbye to Pablo, Lenny. Say goodbye to Pablo. That's it. Mommy's going to showdown with Clinton Yates next. Good dog.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Masahiro Tanaka released from the hospital in really good spirits, Aaron Boone said, after taking the Giancarlo Stanton liner to the head. Symptom-free, mild concussion, Aaron Boone said. Mina Kimes, how would your spirits be after a Stanton liner to the head in a simulation game and he had no net around him on the first day of camp?
From Stanton, who hits like the third hardest ball in baseball, it's terrifying, it's serious. You might remember Clint Frazier had a mild concussion and was out for a couple months, and I actually think it would be a bigger story if not for everything else going on.
The Elscream situation is no joke here. As somebody that's played and coached around baseball for a while, the first thing I thought is, why is this live? I don't understand. You're not even simulating a game. Way too dangerous.
You have a net. Put it in front of him. What are we doing here? Point, Clinton Yates. Showdown 2, Bryson DeChambeau. This is what he said on Saturday. Sir, what's the need to watch me that long? I mean, I understand it's your job to video me, but at the same point, I think we need to start protecting our players out here and not show vulnerability and hurting someone's image. He said that to the camera person covering the event. Bryson DeChambeau did win this tournament, though. Clinton, DeChambeau have a point.
Chambeau's got a big league body now, but a minor league personality. You got all bulked up for what? You want the cameras on you, Playboy. That's the reason for looking good.
And Mita Kimes?
Yeah, this stinks. And I want to root for him. His name's fun to say. He's built like a linebacker, but unironically talking about protecting your image. Give me a break, man.
Clinton Yates. 30 seconds of FaceTime with Chambeau.
The guy on my wall right behind me is named Frank Robinson. There is a new push to put him on MLB's MVP trophy. If you don't know, he's the only guy that won it as a player in both leagues. And, of course, he was the first manager of the Nationals. Look back and remind yourself of the best stare down in MLB history. You'll find Frank. This guy deserves to be on the trophy. What a guy.
Yes, the most underrated player in all of sports, Frank Robinson. That's it for us, SportsCenter right now. And Mahomes just got paid again.